First in this hour to Libya, and British jets have fired on Gaddafi's bunker in his hometown of Sirte as rebel units make their way to his northern, to this northern town that lies between Tripoli and Benghazi as the search for the colonel intensifies. Since the uprising against the Libyan regime began, we've been speaking on occasion to Mansour El-Kikya. Mansour is a former Libyan opposition leader and now a professor at the University of Texas. And Mansour hopes to return to Libya later this year. Given the momentous events of this week, we're inviting him back to the program for a quick update. And Mansour joins me on the line from Texas. Mansour, good morning to you. Welcome to Saturday Extra.
Good morning. Thank you for inviting me again.
Now, when we spoke with you last week, Mansour, the rebels hadn't even entered Tripoli. Now the rebels are moving their leadership from Benghazi to Tripoli. You did talk about it would happen quickly, but are you surprised at the speed of events in the last week?
Of course, yes, I really was. I was very surprised to see that they moved so fast. But I think Gaddafi made that quite possible by focusing on two choke points, Walbrega and Misrata. And he left himself quite open to the mountain. And then from there, the forces came down and took over Tripoli. And now he finds himself in hot water, of course.
And where is Colonel Gaddafi?
You know, I was just thinking about that. Maybe we should have a new game that says, where's Waldo, where's Gaddafi? That would be very nice. I don't know. So I think my inclination tells me he's still in Libya, but he's either in Sirte or somewhere in Sabha. I've always said that, for some time now. If I were in Gaddafi's place, that's where I would go.
What's next? What, in your view, are the priorities, Mansour? You've spoken about the need for some sort of peacekeeping force in Libya and obviously trying to restore order and reduce bloodshed. That's obviously a priority. What would you say are the next set of things to be done?
You know, it's just bringing a sense of stability and security. I mean, right now the problem is really very serious because they still have some Gaddafi supporters, and they're using violence and trying to disrupt as much as they can. You know, they fired on the airport in Tripoli and they saw the snipers all over the place. And so, first of all, those have to be cleaned out first before that, to bring a semblance of security. And then the next important thing that has to be done is just too many arms, too many guns around the place, you know, just and everyone is afraid. And I think once the security is established, you'll find more people with less guns. And I think that is perhaps the most important thing right now is to show that there's some sort of leadership within Libya, and the council has to assume leadership. Because if it doesn't lead, it will be led. You know, I told them this morning, actually, that you really have no choice. You have to make a stance and you have to lead the society.
There have been reports of revenge killings on both sides, might I add, including violence against African migrant workers accused of being mercenaries. So there are real risks that groups of civilians could be targeted, couldn't there? And children might also be vulnerable.
You know, there's always a possibility in this chaos. Lots of things can happen. But I know that the Abdul Mustafa Al-Jadid, the head of the council, has made it very clear that he will tolerate no revenge killings. And if revenge killings begin, he said, I will resign. I will resign my position. I will not lead a country that, at least under any circumstances, that resorts to this type of behavior. But, you know, there's lots of bottled up anger in the West, and especially around Gaddafi, because Gaddafi intended this to happen. And there's a lot of anger against Africans, unfortunately, because the Africans have not been, at least, well, the majority of Libyans can't distinguish between a Malayan, a Nigerian, and a Chadian. And they all know that too many mercenaries came from Africa. So there's little love for them right now.
And the mercenaries, I imagine, are fleeing as well now.
Many of them actually were fleeing, but I don't know why are there any more Africans still in Libya. My only thought on this is that many are trying to go and get into boats and cross the channel to Europe.
Okay, what about the possible makeup of the new Libyan government? The reports I've read suggest that former Justice Minister Mustafa Abdul Jalil is the front runner. What's your tip? What's your view?
I think he's the least harmful. He's, you know, and he's very benign, and so I think many people have some faith in him. I think he's a bit weak. He's a weak leader, but you know, in this time, I think maybe maybe that is what Libya needs, rather than a very, very strong leader. You need somebody who's a gatherer. He brings about people to consensus. This is important.
Mansour El-Kikia, thank you for joining us again on Saturday Extra and keeping us abreast of events in Libya, and all the very best.
Anytime. Thank you so much for having me again. Thank you.
Mansour El-Kikia on the line there, and no doubt there'll be more reports during the day on the news of what is happening there with the rebels getting closer and closer to taking full control of the country.